Earlier this year, I got a letter from a South Carolina woman named Ashley, who was expecting her third child. She was, in her words, extremely concerned about the Zika virus and what it might mean for other pregnant women like her. I understand that concern. As a father, Ashley's letter has stuck with me, and it's why we've been so focused on the threat of the Zika virus. So today, I just want to take a few minutes to let you know what we've been doing in response and to talk about what more we can all do. Since late last year, when the most recent outbreak of Zika started popping up in other countries, federal agencies like the Center for Disease Control and Prevention have been preparing for it to arrive in the U.S. In February, more than 6 months ago, I asked Congress for the emergency resources that public health experts say we need to combat Zika. That includes things like mosquito control, tracking the spread of the virus, accelerating new diagnostic tests and vaccines, and monitoring women and babies with the virus. Republicans in Congress did not share Ashley's extreme concern, nor that of other Americans expecting children. They said no. Instead, we were forced to use resources we need to keep fighting Ebola, cancer, and other diseases.